up my heart.
Welcome you to the Johnson Temple Church of God in Christ Saturday morning broadcast over KAYT 88.1 FM. Our church, located at 200 Nona Street in the city of Leesville, is pastored by Ella Maurice Johnson, and Sister Judy Johnson is our First Lady. We invite you to join us tomorrow at 9:50 a.m. for Sunday school, and then at 11:15 a.m. for our Sunday services. We also invite you to join us on Tuesdays at 7:30 p.m. for Bible study, on Friday nights at 7:30 during our evangelistic services, our ministers, missionaries, and deacons expound on God's Word. Come on out and see what God has in store for you. For information or transportation, please call us at 239-3845, or you may write to us at Post Office Box 259 in the city of Leesville, 71496. Once again, our telephone number is 239-3845, and our mailing address is Post Office Box 259, Leesville, Louisiana, 71496. God bless you, our listening audience, and we invite you to tune in each Saturday at 9:30 a.m. for the Johnson Temple Church of God in Christ broadcast.
Proverbs chapter 28. Chapter 28, and we're going to read from verse 14 through 8. Proverbs chapter 28. Mm-hmm. And verses 14 through 18. And then we're going to read one scripture in Job, the second chapter and verse 9. Amen. You have it. Amen. Say amen. And we'll just read together. Proverbs chapter 28, verse 14 through 18. Read. Happy is the man that feareth always, but he that hardeneth his heart shall fall into mischief. As a roaring lion and as a raging bear, so is a wicked ruler over the poor people. The prince that wanteth understanding is also a great oppressor, but he that hateth covetousness shall prolong his days. A man that doeth violence to the blood of any person shall flee to the pit. Let no man stay him. Whosoever walketh uprightly shall be saved, but he that is perverse in his way shall fall at once. Job chapter 2, verse 9. Job chapter 2, verse 9. Read. Then said his wife unto him, Dost thou still retain thine integrity? Curse God and die. Amen. I'm going to talk to you from the subject, a real man. Just for a few minutes, a real man. God is still calling for real men. Amen. And I keep saying this, and I hope you brothers don't get too offended by it, but I'm trying to motivate you to be better men. Amen. I feel so sorry for our young women that's looking for a husband and can't find one. Amen. Now they can find a man, or they can find somebody that's wearing pants, but they're having a hard time finding a real man, a husband. Amen. Are you single, darling? You single? Amen. Yeah. Amen. My sister from Jamaica, you single? Lord, now see what I'm talking about? Amen. And they got all these, and they work with men, but they will tell you quickly, amen, there's a lot of men at Fort Polk, but not a lot of husbands. Amen. And let me put it to it. I heard this, and I hope you won't be offended by this, but they said all of the good men have been taken. Meaning that they're already married. And the other thing, Ella Weeks, is if they are already married, then if you are single, you have to leave them alone. Oh, Lord, help me. Lord, help me here. Lord, help me. I wish I had the time. I wish I had the time to really deal with this. Amen. I struggle a bit with this message, with the subject, not with the message itself, but with the subject matter. Because there was something else in my mind, amen, that I was thinking of. And so the Lord said, well, just put it this way. Amen. Make the comparison between a man and a mouse. Amen. A man is brave. A mouse is chicken. Amen. A man will work for a living, but a mouse is a thief. A man will lead, but a mouse will leave. A man will stand up and a mouse will crawl. A man will clean up and a mouse will mess up. Amen. And so you don't know, amen. You be the judge of who you are, men, if you're a man or if you are a rat. God's 10 most wanted men. Amen. Number one, the man who brings his wife and children to church rather than send them. Number two, the man who is willing to be the right example to every person whom he meets. Number three, the man who puts God's business above any other business. Number four, the man who thinks more of Sunday school than of Sunday sleep. Number five, the man who gives what he should to the Lord and lives on what is left. Number six, the man who goes to church for Christ's sake rather than for himself or someone else. Number seven, the man who has a passion to help others rather than to be helped himself. Number eight, the man who has a willing mind rather than a brilliant one. Number nine, the man who can see his own faults before he sees the faults in somebody else. And number 10, the man who is more concerned about winning souls for Christ rather than winning worldly honors. I'm going to preach anyhow. Amen. When we read Genesis 1:26, we know that man was created and that he was not evolved. Amen. And so all you men, amen, that think you came from the monkey, amen, keep on acting like one. The Bible said, let us make man. Didn't say make no monkey, amen, and then let the monkey change into a man. If that was the case, amen, some of them monkeys, James, that they got in the cage, amen, we'd go in there and look in there and see there was a man in there. We'd have to let him out. Y'all ain't ready for me today. Amen. Nevertheless, amen, man is complicated. Being created in the image of God, he thinks for himself, he has fears, he has doubts, he gets hungry, he gets angry, he's aggressive, he hurts, amen. You get the point, what I'm talking about, right? Amen. Make no mistake about it, though. God intended for him to be a man, a real man, amen. That's why God placed him over the Garden of Eden and over all creation. I know, amen, that you have heard that the hand that rocks the cradle ruled the world. That's some woman talking. In order for man to be what God made him to be, he must follow a set of rules that was given by God. Y'all pray with me? Amen. God has ordered, amen, the steps of the man. And that's why the Bible, amen, the psalmist say, order my steps. Amen. I want my steps ordered in the will of God. If I start stepping, amen, I'm going to step the wrong way. Amen. Because, amen, I don't understand why men will allow so many outside influences or people to influence them. When they know the way of God, when they know what they're supposed to do, amen, seems like there's always somebody telling them which way to go. Amen. And they're just like cattle. They'll follow anything, anywhere. Amen. Deuteronomy 10 and 20, thou shalt fear the Lord thy God. Him shall thy servant, to him shall thy cleave and swear by his name. Therefore shall you keep all the commandments which I have commanded you this day, that you may be strong and go in and possess the land to which you go to possess it. There shall no man be able to stand before you, for the Lord your God shall lay the fear of you and the dread of you upon the land that ye shall tread upon, as he hath said unto you. In other words, if you are a real man with God on your side, you don't have nothing to worry about, and you sure don't have to be scared. God will take the fear out of you. Amen. A man must have congruity. He must have integrity and must have maturity. I'm going to expound on them just a little bit. Amen. We must meet the requirements of God. Amen. And we must agree, we must fit, and we must be appropriate. In geometry, we learned that a congruent triangle must be equal in all of its parts. Amen. There was a little boy that was in class. And the teacher said, today we're going to talk about triangles. Amen. And she said that the triangle, the inner triangle, amen, is not as great as the outer triangle. And the triangle has to have equal sides, amen, in order for it to be a triangle. And she noticed that all the other children was taking notes and was right, but little Johnny was just sitting there looking. And she said, Johnny, what is your problem? He said, I'm waiting for you to start speaking English. I don't understand none of that stuff you're talking about. Amen. So we must be congruent. Socrates said, why is it that men know what is good to do, but they do what is bad? Paul Tournier said, modern men suffer from repression of conscience. Abraham Lincoln said, what is morally wrong can never be politically right. That is where integrity comes in. Amen. Honesty and sincerity. God said he despises liars, and they cannot tarry in his sight. And therefore, amen, we must be congruent, equal, amen, praise the Lord, and we must be mature, praise God, amen, and we must have integrity. Those three qualities, amen, God looks for in man. And I'm saying to you young women, you ought to look for that in men too. If you're going to marry a man, you want a man, amen, to have integrity. Is that right? Huh? You want a man, amen, that you can agree with. And you want a man, amen, that's grown. That's what maturity means. Amen. He's grown. He's not attached to his mama's dress tail. Every time something happened, amen, he ain't going to run home to mama. Amen. Deliver me from these men, amen, that every time they get in a little spat with the wife, amen, they bawl it like a little baby. Amen. I know we said men should not cry. Some men cry. I cry, but I cry in the right place at the right time for the right reasons. Amen. I don't just be crying, amen. I'm more man than that. We should know. We men, amen, should be fully grown, fully developed, and complete. Amen. You just got to grow up. One man in the Bible said, when I was a child, I spake as a child. Is that what he's saying? Amen. But now that I'm mature, now that I'm a man, I put away childish things. I'm just not going to act like a child. I'm going to act like I'm grown. Amen. I'm going to act like I got some sense. Amen. I'm going to act the way a man is supposed to act, the Lord, because God put man here for a reason. Amen. And the man is supposed to be the head of the house. I know I'm fixing to get in some deep water here and get in trouble, but that's the way God made it. Amen. God put man over the house just like he put Christ over the church. Got some weak amen. Let me look over there. Let me set it over here. Amen. Let me try this group over here. God put man over the house just like he put Christ over the church. Amen. Oh, that's too weak. Let me try this section here. I ain't getting nowhere. I'm going to try this section here. In this section here, God put man over the house just like he put Christ over the church. Amen. That's a little better. There's some things, amen, we just can't deny. We have no control over it. It is the order of God. So if you're having a problem with it, deal with God, not with me. Amen. Now that you're grown, amen, you should turn loose your mother's dress tail. Start thinking for yourself. Amen. Start working for yourself. Start making your own money. Huh? Have your own home. Have your own car. Have your own money. And have your own wife. Amen. Don't get married and wait for your mama and your daddy to take care of you and your wife. Amen. Now, I know we have some situations, amen, where children are still in school, and that's different. But you understand where I'm coming from, right? Amen. Praise the Lord. You're 40 years old, understand? It's time for you to get out of your mama's house. Amen. I think a real man should give up wearing earrings in both ears. Amen. I don't think it improves the looks of a man, amen, to have tattoos all over his body. Oh, Lord, why'd you leave me this way this morning? We was having a good time. Now we're getting mad. Amen. Amen. Woo! Amen. Since we don't have any modern-day Simpsons, we don't need dreadlocks hanging all the way down, amen, our backs.
Amen. And it might help if we get our nails cut. Instead of wearing fingernails, amen, like cat claws. Amen. Some of these brothers spending much time at the beauty shop as the women do. Women know, amen, praise the Lord, they go to the same shop and they can't even get in there because they're all lined up with men, amen, getting the nails trimmed and painted and all that kind of stuff.
Help us, Lord. Help us. Help us.
It's the day we live in. Amen. Praise the Lord. And it's a trick of the devil. God wants some real men. And I'm going to tell you, brother, when them women come there and see you sitting up in that beauty parlor, they turn off with that. You think you're looking good. But when you think that you're looking better than they are, they don't want you.
All right now.
How many of you brothers know that there's such thing as being too pretty? Huh?
Yeah,
old folks used to tell me when you get too pretty, you get too sweet.
You're teaching now.
And when you get too sweet, amen, then women don't want you. Because you get to be just like them. Hello? Amen. Women don't want another woman. They want a man. So don't spend all your day in the mirror primping. Man need to get his hand dirty sometime. Oh, I'm going to have to close this message. Amen. Can I get one witness in here? I said men should get their hand dirty sometime.
Oh, yeah.
Amen. Every once in a while, a man ought to work on getting the corn. I'm not saying you got to have one in your hand, but you ought to work on getting... Leave me alone, Brother Green. You ought to work on getting one sometime. When a woman feel your hand, it ought not to be softer than hers. Every time Mama look up, you got her lotion bottle. Ain't nobody that asked you. Come on here. I'm going to preach this thing anyway. Real men will stand up for the family. Man. Real men don't wait for their wife to bring home the bacon. They go get the bacon and bring it home to their wife. Real men set an example by coming to church, bringing their families with them. Real men love their own wife. Have an undying love for God. Real men will obey. Amen. They will obey God. They will obey them that have rule over them. Real men follow instruction. That's why the Marines said we're looking for a few good men. What they're saying is that we want some real men. Men that have courage. Men that have integrity. Men that are honest. Men that are proud. Men will stand up, amen. Men that knows how to face adversity, amen, and still be a man. But don't you know if the Marine want men like that, God want men like that too? God wants some real men that will stand up and declare his message before men and women, boys and girls everywhere. God wants some men, amen, that know how to live and will walk upright. God wants some men, amen, praise the Lord, that know that he is a man and nobody has to convince him that he's a man. Lord, help me here. And you're less than a man when you don't do what you're supposed to do. I said it. It's on the tape. It'll probably go out over there on Saturday. Amen. Somebody will probably call me, but that's all right. Amen. God is still looking for some real men. Amen. Praise the Lord. Listen, listen. I cannot tell you and talk like this if I don't think that I'm a real man. Can't do it. Amen. But I'm here to tell you I'm not afraid to get these 69-year-old hands dirty. I can't tell you to be a man, amen, if I'm not going to take care of my own wife. I can't tell you to be a man if I don't bring my own family to church. Amen. Because my Bible tells me that I'm supposed to lead by precept and example.
This has been Johnson Temple Church of God in Christ with Pastor Maurice Johnson. Johnson Temple is located at 200 Nona Street, Leesville. Service times are Sunday schools, 9:50 a.m., Sunday morning worship service, 11:15 a.m., Sunday evening worship, 7:45 p.m., Tuesday Bible study, 7:30 p.m., Friday night worship service, 7:30 p.m., prayer Monday through Friday, 9 o'clock to 10 o'clock a.m. Thank you for listening to Johnson Temple, Church of God in Christ.
Tell somebody, say, you stand.
Aw, you know kids will be kids.
Oh, I don't know why they're trying to make a big deal of it. It's just a harmless rite of passage.
If she didn't want to be picked on, she shouldn't wear that thing on her head.
If he's going to dress that way, he's just asking for the extra attention.
It's just a stage. All kids face some bullying. They'll get over it.
That girl, she just brings it on herself. I don't feel bad for her at all.
It's just a stage.
All kids face something.
It's just a stage.
It's just a harmless rite of passage.
Don't validate. Eliminate. All students in Louisiana deserve a safe learning environment without the threat of bullying. I'm Debbie Moe, president of the Louisiana Association of Educators. It is up to us as educators, as parents, as adults to stand up on behalf of bullied students. Identify, intervene, and advocate. One caring adult can make all the difference.
Visit nea.org/bullyfree. A message from the Louisiana Association of Educators.